In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wesley in the chat says, think we can safely say the Padres' hot streak is over, now in a pause stretch. Now start another hot streak, the last 15, 20 games of the season, and storm into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I heard, I think it was Chris was talking about that, and I don't necessarily subscribe to the theory that, like, the Diamondbacks have gotten too hot too early and there's no way they're going to be able to sustain it for the rest of the season. Certainly, they will probably go into a lull. They just dropped 2-3 to the New York Mets. So they're not going to just keep winning every game. But you would like to keep winning. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily to, you know, have a hot streak in August. It doesn't,
I mean,
it doesn't mean you're going to. It doesn't mean you're going to be cold in October.
No.
Just because you were hot in August. You could be hot. It's just not how baseball works. Sometimes hot streaks are longer. Sometimes they're shorter. Sometimes the cold streaks run longer and sometimes they run shorter. First half of the season, they couldn't get on either a hot or a cold streak for the most part. Remember? Like, felt like,
yeah. How
win, win, lose, win, lose, lose, win, lose, win, win, lose, win, lose, lose, win, lose, win, lose. They're kind of right in that section right now again, where they're neither hot nor cold, but they've done a good job of avoiding the 5-game losing streaks that plagued them in the first half of the season. That's what this weekend to me, avoid the 5-game losing streak.
100%.
Got to win at least one, hopefully two. And keep at least the 500 train going until you get to the final month of the year.
Have we considered bunting more?
Steve has. He sent me another video to pass along to Mike Schilt. We can't do that again.
I did it.
We passed it along last week.
I asked, I got the clarification from Schilty last week.
They practice bunting.
Steve, they practice bunting.
They don't have any more time in the day to add a grading system and more bunting to their schedule.
They have a system in place. We bunted the other night. We did not win the game. You're going to win some, lose some. They have shown the ability to get bunts down, bunting for hits, sacrificing
Tyler
squeezes.
Wade almost had a bunt hit yesterday.
Tyler Wade almost had
good
a bunt
play
hit.
By Paul Goldschmidt. He tortured the Padres.
He did.
He eight
said,
hits in the series after
nasty.
He was hitting like 220 coming into the series. Ouch.
Yeah, he always has.
Always has.
So,
I think third highest OPS ever against the Padres is Paul Goldschmidt.
So. Our pal Steve sent you another video. It's on our Ben and Woods as well. I think we're good. I think we're set on bunting.
Jerickson got his bunt down. It didn't help them win, Steve.
Didn't help them win at all.
There's a flaw, perhaps, in your theory there.
But also, like, they've shown, and we have run it by the skipper, Mike Schilt. And I promised you that I would do it.
And we did.
Yeah. So
he didn't seem that enthusiastic about upping their bunting practice. All right, so we're going to have Take on Woods here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973 if you want to try to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. I think the last chance to qualify since the calendar changes over the weekend. So this is your last shot to get in for the two-night stay at Resorts World and the Carrie Underwood tickets. But we do have a couple of minutes to kill before then. Paulie, what do you have for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, needed to switch up the vibes, keep things fun, light, positive on a Friday. It's taken about 3.5-4 months, but we do have for you today, right now, the fourth installment of Things Been Like.
Can't believe it.
I don't even remember saying that much lately.
Oh, but you did.
I like the tanginess of the cranberry. I like reflecting. I like alternate rock and roll, too. You know I do. I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail. Oh. I like Adam Major. I do like butterscotch. I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like. I like Jake Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I've really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like that we won as a team, all of us, together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio.
I like the way the Padres play baseball.
What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yes.
I liked everything about this week.
Sex by the fire. I like that. What was that from?
That was from...
Was that a rap?
It was Ben Reed's raps. It was that Bruno Mars song.
Oh my god, dude. Freaking Paulie. I like. Paulie just texted us yesterday. He's like, all right, it's ready. Fourth installment. I'm like, you are kidding me.
Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like.
Overrated, I think. I don't know that I've done it in a long time.
Killed me, and I have no idea where it came from, why we were talking about it, what Ben could have possibly meant.
I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button.
Incredible. What does that mean?
I keep looking younger.
Is that from a spot?
I think that was. I don't remember what it's from, but shouldn't we all like to look younger as we age?
I would love to. It's just literally physically impossible for me. Look older by the day. That is staggering.
The worst one there was, I like 18 games in 18 days.
Are you out of your mind?
I like 18 games in 18 days. I think that was because it's content. It's good content for us in the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I guess.
Was why I said it. But at this point, everyone's dying for a day off for the San Diego Padres. So
I do like horses. That is incredible. Incredible work, Paulie. Thank you for that. Holy cow, Benny. Well done. Well done.
Time to start.
There's our new one.
Episode 5.
Well, and the thing is like, if you pile that one on to the rest of them, it's going to be at some point an hour and a half of just things you like. You can get up, go number 2, come back, grab a cup of coffee. I mean, how long is it now, the one you have? It's like 6 minutes, yeah?
You put them all together, like all four versions.
It's probably like four or five minutes.
That's a long time just to say things you like. When you think about it.
Yeah, Zach said, what's the total runtime, either both of them? Yeah, it's probably... I'll add them all together here. And see what you get. I don't want to hear it, though.
Then Ivan points out, we have one for Woods. I love Paul Skeens.
I love Paul Skeens. That's all we got for Woods. That's all you have. I don't love a lot of things, but yeah, that was great, Paulie. Well done. I love Paul Skeens.
It's a very short segment when we play Things Woods Loves.
I love Paul Skeens. I don't get me wrong. I love Paul Skeens. He has some videos on Instagram that I lie in bed at night and I show my son. That's true. I told you. There's one that he says, there's no reason not to believe in yourself. My son is so down on himself. Wonder why. Whose dad is. And I just show him this video on Paul Skeens. There's no reason not to believe in yourself. That's good content for a young man. Right? There's no reason.
It's hard to believe that your son could be down on himself when he's literally the most popular kid in San Diego.
It's weird how it works, man. But he beats himself
Definitely
up.
Definitely takes after his father.
It's crazy. Beats himself up. And so I showed him that video and yeah, we were playing last night and I said he wanted some grounders. And I said, there's no reason, and he goes, not to believe in myself. Like, so it's sticking with him. So thank you, Paul Skeens. I do love you, but I love Jackson Merrill more, and I want Jackson Merrill to win the Rookie of the Year. How about that?
All right. You want to play some Take on Woods? You
absolutely.
Ready to go?
I'm
all right, let's get to it. It's time for our Friday edition of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Paulie, you pick someone on our list here.
Okay, let's try line two.
Is this David?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, David. All right, you're the last contestant this month trying to qualify for the grand prize drawing of the two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas and two tickets to Carrie Underwood Reflection at Resorts World Theater. It's her critically acclaimed production. It is on now. I think they've extended it through the spring. If you want to go, you can get your own tickets at rwlasvegas.com or at access.com. That's AXS.com. But to win them, you're going to have to beat her Ty Woods. Five questions of musical trivia. You get the advantage of the category, foreknowledge of the category. Here are your choices, David. Sister acts, bands or artists with sister in their name. Asian Nation, song titles that feature a single word ending in A-T-I-O-N, Asian. And our new category, Little Shop of Horrors, song titles or musical artists beginning with the word little. So Sister Acts, Asian Nation, or Little Shop of Horrors. David, what would you like to play?
Let's go for the first one.
Sister Acts. Okay. Today we're looking for five different bands or artists with sister in their name. So not the song titles, but the actual bands or artists. They'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it. There's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. You do need to give me that song title and the artist with sister in their name to score that point. David, you understand? You ready to play?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Woods is in isolation. 60 seconds on the clock. David, your time begins when Paul plays the music, the category Sister Acts. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Sister Sledge, I got this. We Are Family.
Correct. June, Bonnie, Anita, and Ruth formed which girl group known for hits like I'm So Excited and Jump?
Pat.
I Want to Rock and We're Not Going to Take It were two mega hits for which metal rock band formed in Correct. Which American rock band is best known for their 1997 hit single All For You?
Pat.
Bono called them the best pop band in the world in 2004, shortly after which band gained fame for their disco version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to June, Bonnie, Anita, and Ruth formed which girl group known for hits like I'm So Excited and Jump?
Oh. God.
All right, time is up. You got two correct. You got We Are Family by Sister Sledge and Twisted Sister. It's June Pointer, Bonnie Pointer, Anita Pointer, and Ruth Pointer. Those are the Pointer sisters. Sister Hazel sings All For You. A lot of people in the chat got that one. And the last one is called The Scissor Sisters. That's a tough one. Woods gets that one, I'll be impressed. We'll see if two holds up. Stay on the line, David. All you can do is wait and hope at this point, because it is now in Woods' hands to determine the winner of today's game. All right, no category for Woods. He'll figure it out as he goes. 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on David.
It's, I'll pass. I'll go back.
June, Bonnie, Anita, and Ruth formed which girl group known for hits like I'm So Excited and Jump?
Pointer Sisters.
Correct. I Want to Rock and We're Not Gonna Take It. We're
Twisted Sisters.
Correct. Which American rock band is best known for their 1997 hit single All For You?
Sister Hazel.
Correct. Bono called them the best pop band in the world in 2004, shortly after which band gained fame for their disco version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb?
Sister Taint.
Incorrect. Let's go back to the two-second song. That's all that's left.
What am I, why am I blanking? I love this song.
What's the category?
It's just something Sisters. I am I blanking on this? I don't know. I'm out. I'm so tired. Go ahead.
You did win 3-2.
Oh, thank God.
He did get the two-second song that you didn't get, though. That's We Are Family by
Sister Sledge.
Sister Sledge. And the last one, tough one, Scissor Sisters. I had not heard of them before.
Oh, I love Scissor Sisters.
You like Scissor Sisters.
Take your mama out, they're so good. What the hell happened to that band?
Well, you snuck in the victory, nonetheless, in the category Sister Acts. The Scissor Sisters. What's the name of the band?
I know.
Again, please.
The Scissor Sisters.
That's delightful.
They enjoy arts and crafts.
Yes, yes. That's what that means. That's what that means. Man. I don't know why that tickles me so much. Again.
The Scissor Sisters. The name of the band. Bono is a big fan. Woods is a big fan.
His matter-of-factness.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. If I said, hey, have you guys ever heard of the Scissor Sisters? It wouldn't be funny in the slightest.
The Scissor Sisters.
Not even a little bit. Holy crap, that's so good. Oh, man, it's great. Thank you, Betty.
All right, don't do that. David, thank you for playing. Came close, but we have our now drawing contestants that are left at the end of the month. Probably about 5 or 6 winners over the course of August.
It's a good month for me.
It was. You had a good month. Okay, Don't Do This is coming up next. I have one of the worst sports bets you will ever see. Oh, this was a bad one yesterday.
And I'll go Nick Castellanos for commissioner of Major League Baseball. What a great idea. Actually, he would never get voted in to be the commissioner with this idea that he had.
Commissioner, we'll get
him. But this is good. You guys will like this.
It's coming up next with Bennett Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I got a couple of DDT stories for you here on a Friday. And I will acknowledge, all professional sports leagues and teams, to a certain extent, are a little paranoid about their secrets getting out. Padres included.
All of them.
It really is universal. However, at some point it gets kind of silly. And what I'm talking about is the NFL is getting a lot of criticism for, I don't know if you've seen this, so they have imposed a series of stringent limitations on Tom Brady in his role as a Fox broadcaster, because Brady is applying to invest and become a minority owner as well of the Las Vegas Raiders. But they say, hey, even while you're in this process, because you're now in ownership, we can't let you really do anything that a normal broadcaster does. He is not allowed to enter other team facilities, even during the week, attend any practices, or even be a part of any broadcast production meetings, like when they go and like sit in the conference room and talk to the coaches and stuff to get, you know, insight for the game, like behind the scenes stuff. He's also restricted from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs because the fear is that Brady might somehow communicate strategic insights to the Raiders during his broadcast. Well, if you can't do any of that, you can't really be a broadcaster anymore. So, like, an official makes a horrible call, like, you know, completely blows a critical call at a critical moment on the national TV game, and Tom Brady just has to smile and go, yeah, we can't say anything about that call. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, okay. Like,
I thought it was a great call.
It's a great call.
Do you want to be an owner? You want to be a broadcaster?
Well, that's true, too.
You know he what I mean?
Have
like,
to, you no one's
have
making him be an owner.
Or a broadcaster.
Or a broadcaster.
By your team.
Not you can't do everything in life.
Right.
That's true.
It's such a thing as a conflict of interest.
What is Fox paying him? Like
$100 million? $375 million was the contract, I believe. For Tom Brady. Something like that. Something ridiculous.
Good God.
Brandon said, Ben, you're a bigger basketball fan. When Magic was involved with the Lakers front office, he could barely say anything on ESPN. Yeah, I mean, it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, 10 years, $375 million.
So you're telling me, if he's on the Fox call for...
And basically all he can do now is show up on Sunday straight to the booth.
Show and go.
He's calling Bills at Patriots.
Right.
He is not Tom Brady. Is not allowed to roam the halls of Gillette Stadium.
No,
go
not
to
anymore.
Production meetings, talk with coaches,
and apparently
prep for a game.
Yeah, I mean,
because maybe he's just a giant Raiders mole,
just a big
who's
spy,
like spying on everyone.
I mean,
for the Raiders instead.
I mean, where did he play his career?
Where did he learn it from?
Where did he learn it from? It's feasible, possible. You have the other one, too, this bet.
Yeah, okay, so this may go down as one of the worst sports bets.
I can't wrap my head around
so
this.
So what makes a bet bad? Well, everyone loses bets. I mean, you know, pick a team, they lose. Even when you bet a lot, that's a bad bet, but you're going to lose bets sometimes. What makes a bet bad is when you bet an insane amount on a heavy, heavy favorite in order to win a very small amount of money.
Correct.
And then they lose.
They lose.
So last night in the second round of the U.S. Open tennis in New York, BetMGM says they had a bettor who put $25,000 on number 3 seed Carlos Alcaraz at minus 10,000. That's 1 to 100 odds. So if he wins, he wins $250. If he loses, he loses the entire $25,000.
Oh,
he was
God.
Taking on nobody from Netherlands, Botik van de Zandschulp.
What were the odds again? Say it again. Minus 10,000.
There's 1 to 100 odds. So for every $100 you bet, you win $1. If Carlos Alcaraz simply straight up wins the match, not only did Alcaraz lose, he lost in straight sets.
Oh,
he was
my God.
Botik van de Zandschulp mopped the floor with Carlos Alcaraz, the four-time Grand Slam champion. And this bettor lost his entire $25,000 trying to win $250.
Bro, I don't even like betting at minus 200. You're like, this is not worth it.
Minus 200 murders you. And you're like, all right, it's the Dodgers against the Marlins or some. No offense,
right.
Skip. I'm sorry.
Right.
The Dodgers against the White Sox. Sorry, I should never do that.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, Marlins have almost pulled even with the Rockies.
I know. That's right. It's Dodgers, White Sox, and you're like, all right, yeah. I mean, it's like minus 300, and you're like, you can't do it. Throw it in a parlay. Yeah, throw it as one of your parlay games, certainly, but don't go straight up. One of our tier ones yesterday tweeted me a couple years ago. I had $5,000 on a baseball game on the Cards money line over the Marlins. Ryan Helsley came in with a one-run lead in the ninth, gave up a two-run bomb. The Cards lost 3-2. I will forever hate him. He said, also, the night before, I had $5,000 on the Padres right before they blew a 6-0 lead to the Diamondbacks. $10,000, two baseball games, both in beyond vicious and brutal fashion. That's too much money to bet on a baseball game. It's just too many variables. I mean, you just never know when a guy gets hot, whatever. Like, there's
gambling
just...
problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE000466.
Katie in the chat says, so if he had won, it would have been a $250 payout on a $10,000 bet. No, $25,000 bet.
Correct.
Either you win $250 or you lose $25,000.
It is absolutely
Can you imagine
moronic.
How miserable it would have been watching that match, losing the first set?
Oh,
watching
yeah.
him lose the second set.
You're
and going,
dead.
I mean, he's come back from two sets down before. He's the king of five setters. He's going to do this, right? He's not going to lose to Botik van de Zandschulp of the Netherlands, right? No, he lost.
Can you think of any matchup, like in, obviously not like in professional sports, a real matchup, not the Celtics against a varsity high school team,
right?
But like a real matchup where you would take -10,000 odds?
No.
I can't.
I mean, again, I'll throw it in a parlay or something. But
Alabama against the worst team in college football.
It's not worth it, man.
Yeah, it would be one of those Alabama against like an FCS school cupcake to open the season.
Money
and you're not
win.
Not, you're not, not like giving 50 points.
Right.
You were just straight
money
up.
Line.
That would be something like that. Bet 25,000 to win like $250 or something like
that's
that.
That's just, you just clearly, you're in it for the juice.
And the, you know, the casinos,
yeah, you have
the
a
casinos
problem,
go.
You have $25,000. You don't need
We know we're probably losing $250, but if there's enough idiots who keep doing this, eventually we're going to make all our money back and then some when they lose that one time. So that $25,000 he lost just paid for 500 other guys who are trying to make the same thing happen, you know.
Imagine somebody putting the $100 on the other guy, though. Nice little day for you.
Yeah.
You know, really nice
but
little
I don't,
day.
I didn't hear of anyone actually betting on both.
Why didn't this idiot do that? Schulp.
Yeah, could have gone the other way.
Yeah, gone the other way. That's crazy.
You're dropping $25,000, drop another $200.
This is pretty cool.
Then you only win $50 if you actually win the $25,000 bet, though.
Let's do this here for...
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
So Nick Castellanos did a little pregame thing with that. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. He's like a baseball content creator, Alex Tantum. And he asked him, hey, you know, what would you do if you could change the game a little bit? This is pretty interesting.
The game. I would change that ownership doesn't have any severe consequences for losing for an extended period of time. You know, so like if we're in the big leagues and we don't perform well, we get demoted or cut. If their organization didn't perform well, somebody else would have an opportunity to buy it
wow.
from them.
Wow.
You know, keep it to where nobody can really own the game of baseball because the game is above true ownership. But that would
I think that's brilliant. Punishment for owners that aren't committed to winning. I think that is brilliant. I don't know how you enforce it. I don't know how you...
Well, they do it in English soccer quite
yeah.
well. It's called relegation.
Relegation.
And if you don't perform well, you actually get bumped down a league, and it costs owners a ton of money when that happens. So they'll never do it here.
No.
But they do it, and it works quite well in other parts of the world.
Dick Manfart is sweating bullets right now. Bob Nutting,
but that was
sweating.
An interesting. So
Jerry Nick, Reinsdorf.
What actually makes Nick Castellanos' idea,
John Fisher,
reasonable is that you're not telling the owners you're just losing your investment. We're just telling you, okay, you now have to sell market
sell.
Value. You have to sell the team. It's not like you're going to lose all your
right.
money. You're still probably going to make money, but you're no longer going to be part of our sport if you're not going to
attempt
and invest in your team.
That's great.
Even Reinsdorf would make money
right.
selling
oh,
the
yeah,
White Sox
yeah.
for what he paid for them.
It's
and there can be guardrails. I mean, if you're trying and you're like putting payrolls out there and your team like, just stinks every year
by the
and
way,
you've hired the wrong people, that doesn't mean you have to sell.
Artie Moreno probably gets through. Because he actually spends money. It's
exactly.
foolish money, but he has spent money.
Exactly.
But, you know, the guy in Colorado and John Fisher, certainly. What do they do for John Fisher?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty
like
fair.
Moreno can at least say, I'm trying.
I literally am trying. I'm trying
and,
to
you
win.
Know, Tampa Bay, they don't spend, but they've been smart enough to put competitive winning teams, so they're okay, too.
Yeah.
But if you are both cheap and bad.
Yes.
It's time to move on to someone else.
I think that's great. I love Cassio.
Yeah, that's pretty
like,
smart.
I like where his head's at.
Let's don't and do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I was actually so delighted yesterday when I got the text. I think it was Paulie who said, I want to bring back something that Ben did last season.
Oh, I love this bit.
So we're going to bring it back in our next segment.
It really helped a lot.
Did it help? I'm so glad.
It's very helpful.
I thought no one really appreciated it last year.
I've
set it up again. The ultimate college football Saturday.
It's his favorite thing. I love it, too. I love this. I think it's brilliant.
Are you ready for some football?
Get to that and more coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. College football season just kind of hit us. Sure did, man. Out of the blue.
Well, we're usually kind of looking forward. Like last year, we were looking forward to it, to get out of the doldrums of covering the Padres every day. This year, I went, oh, my God. We were on the live stream last night, and I said, my beloved Fighting Irish play on Saturday. I haven't even looked at their depth chart. I have no idea who's back, who's not. The portal, you just kind of wait for all the dust to settle. You know, and so I'm.
And I said to you, I don't think anybody knows who's on their teams anymore. And you said, well, you know, the diehard Texas fans, they know everybody.
Yeah, Bama,
but
Georgia.
With the turnover now, the portal turnover, and I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing. It's good for players to have the freedom and flexibility to go where they want, make some money. But in terms of being able to follow your team, much harder.
Oh, yeah.
Much harder.
Way harder.
You know, San Diego State's entire roster is pretty much new.
Yeah.
They have, like, half a dozen players back, I think, from last season, from Brady Hoke. And when you have a new coach, that's going to even multiply the turnover, obviously, in any program. But it makes college football, I mean, it's already all about the coaches. This makes it even more about the coaches and less about the players. Maybe with one exception. And I did watch some of the Colorado-North Dakota State game on ESPN last night. And while I think it's going to be another tough season for Deion Sanders in terms of wins and losses, his son and that two-way wide receiver / defensive back Travis Hunter,
unreal.
They're both unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. You could just tell physically the kind of plays they make. Shedeur Sanders threw for 445 passing yards and 4 touchdowns. And
he's not just hype. He's talent.
He's got talent.
He's got talent.
But I
think
Travis Hunter might be the more talented of the two.
No question.
132 yards and just 7 catches. So fast. I saw someone tweet, he's clearly never been like not the most athletic player on the field.
Yeah.
And by the way, that may still be true when he goes to the NFL next year.
Yeah.
He may still be the most athletic, fast, agile person on the field. He made 3 touchdown catches. They were all spectacular in their own way. The last one, though,
was unreal.
So they just kept getting better and better and better. And Colorado still needed to survive a Hail Mary on the last play that was caught, but just at the 5-yard line because the quarterback couldn't quite throw it far enough to hold on for a 31-26 win. So team-wise, they got some issues, but individual player-wise, those two are worth the price of admission and could both go in the top 10, even top 5 of the draft next year in 2025.
Yeah, got that dub, a little bit of a nail-biter against a not-great opponent. The defense is very porous, very, very porous for the Colorado Buffaloes, as they were last year as well.
Now,
so
North Dakota State's a really good FCS school, like championship, but they're not a FBS school.
They're not like
these other teams, and they still hung with Colorado the whole time.
Dubs a dub, though.
They had some dubs a dubs at the start of last year, and we saw how it ended for them last year.
100%.
But that brings us, and we'll get to after traffic, our ultimate college football Saturday, your marathon. I've put your schedule together.
Look at you.
For what you should and should be watching on Saturday, first week.
Like a little travel agent.
And we'll
like
get to that right
planner.
After. Check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So full schedule of games week one. I think they had 20-plus games last night already to get started. But you got a lot of games on Saturday. And my promise to you is that I will try to be as unbiased as I can in picking what I think are the best matchups, 9 a.m. West Coast all the way through the night game. If you want to sit down and prioritize your college football watching, I want to give you the best schedule possible. This one sounds like an ad for ABC 10, but it really wasn't that close. The best games are mostly on ABC this week. So if you want to start your day, 9 a.m. Saturday morning. By the way, College Game Day, I think Johnny Manziel's the guest picker. They're going to be Texas A&M in the morning. So if you want to wake up early for that, then
I
at 9 a.m. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I hear Adam Klug's ears perking up right now. Number 14, Clemson versus number 1, Georgia. Pretty good matchup. Maybe the matchup of the day in week one to start your day on ABC at 9 a.m. Then at 12:30, we'll roll right into a Florida rivalry matchup, number 19, Miami. The U at Florida on ABC as well at 12:30. Then at 4:30, you can either stick with ABC and watch Woods' seventh-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish at Kyle Field.
Led by quarterback Riley Leonard.
There you go. Riley, good old Riley. At number 20, Texas A&M. But you said Texas A&M is actually favored because they're at home?
Yeah.
By Irish field goal?
Irish getting 3 points.
Three points. Yep. Or, if you'd rather, you can switch over to NBC at 4:30. Number 9, Michigan. Post-Jim Harbaugh era. First game for the defending national champions taking on a Mountain West school, Fresno State, in their first game at the Big House at 4:30. And then if you're really a diehard, not a lot of great games at night, ESPN After Dark, but it's going to be number 21 Arizona hosting New Mexico at 7:30. If you're still watching by then, you started at 9 a.m. and you follow all the way through the end of the New Mexico Arizona game, you are a college football junkie, no doubt about it. You have a problem.
In my younger days, pre-family, no problem. Sit and rot on the couch, get Domino's, and watch 7 football games back to back. No problem. There's no way. I may not even get to watch the Irish. I mean, you just never know what the day is going to bring. So,
if you're curious, I don't think it should be a good game. We mentioned they're favored by like 34.5 points. But if you want to see what the new Aztec offense looks like, they're playing at 5 o'clock at Snapdragon Stadium, I believe, on True TV against Texas A&M Commerce. In that game as well.
Also have a Sunday game.
There is a Sunday game, yeah. Number 23 USC at number 13 LSU. That is also on ABC. It's the only game, so you have to watch that one. And then there's a Monday game as well, because there's no NFL Monday Night Football this week. Boston College at number 10, Florida State, already 0-1, trying to bounce back from their loss in Dublin at home against Boston College. That's an ESPN game at 4:30. So this is the one weekend they have to themselves, with no NFL, so they're taking advantage. And the rest of the matchups, though, are pretty much cupcakes versus powerhouses. Those are the ones that, if you're at all interested in like decent college football matchups, that you probably should be prioritizing tomorrow.
It's weird
tomorrow.
Seeing like West Coast dominant schools like Oregon, Washington. They're all in the Big Ten, now,
yeah.
I think,
right? Oregon, Washington, so USC, like, UCLA.
There's really, I mean, Washington's playing at home, so they got, I think it's like an 8 o'clock game. And I don't know how good Washington's going to be, but they're in the championship game last year. All those teams moving to the big conferences, like, you're going to see them earlier and earlier in the day, right?
Yeah, sure.
Imagine.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to make more East Coast road trips. The weirdest two are Stanford and Cal in the ACC playing, like,
yeah.
Across all the country, way, like, yeah. In the southeast, like, of the country.
There's no more Pac-12 after dark.
No.
Saturday nights aren't going to have a lot of great games. My guess would be this season.
Who's the top-ranked team? Georgia again?
Georgia.
Yeah. Well, they have like 14 players arrested. Does that affect their ranking?
It doesn't hurt them at all.
That's
actually
how
it helps them, I think.
They're that good. Yeah. They're that deep.
Adam's going out and getting arrested right now just to help morale with the team.
Just to be, he wants to be like a Georgia Bulldog.
But you never know. It's, you know what, at least a few of these ranked teams preseason are not going to be that good.
Top five right now is Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama.
Nice. All right.
Totally unexpected.
So weird.
New top five.
Followed by Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State.
I mean, of those 10,
those teams.
Like, Ole Miss is the most, Ole Miss. They snuck into the top 10 of those teams.
Yeah.
That's about it. Everything else is like the actual normal college football.
When was the last time Georgia wasn't ranked?
Alabama, Ohio State.
It's been,
let alone outside of the top five.
It's been ages. But yeah, when was the last time Georgia and Alabama weren't ranked in the top 25?
My childhood.
Yeah, when we were little kids.
Georgia only stepped up in the last
10 years,
10 to 15 years. Yeah. Alabama, it's been more like 20 at this point. Saban era has. You know, now, hey, no more Nick Saban. Who knows? Will they be able to?
Adam says Clemson
keep it up
out
with Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, Adam says Clemson. Oh, that's right, Kalen DeBoer.
Kalen DeBoer, coach at Alabama.
What a load of pressure that is, replacing that guy.
My buddy, when I was up in Seattle a few weeks ago, he went to the University of Washington. He loved Kalen DeBoer. He understood why he left. He's like, dude, he left for his dream. it would have been better had we won against Michigan.
100%.
But he goes, he just did an interview the week I went up there, like 2 days before I landed. He did an interview with Softy up there in Seattle.
Did he?
First time back on the airwaves since he just like up and left up and within left. A week yep. of losing the national championship. He goes, dude, it was spicy.
Softy get him?
Oh, yeah. They tried to pull the, he doesn't want to really talk about this or want to talk about that. He's like, well, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
He's like, you're either going to come on and answer all the questions or you're not going to answer any of them.
That's fantastic.
There is something, the longevity, though, of like Alabama and Ohio State of being good.
Sure.
Like LSU, you know, Coach O, but they dropped off for a while. Auburn had their moment in the sun and, you know, they kind of fell back a little bit. Clemson kind of fell back a little bit. Even after Dabo's had been so good and won two national championships. But Alabama and Ohio State, pretty much top five every single year.
Yeah, it's impressive, man. They're factories. That's what they are. So it's going to be fun, man. I just like that. I like putting College Game Day on. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. It'd be a nice distraction from the Padres, too. But, I mean, what time do the Pods play tomorrow?
Padres are a day game, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be locked into that and not college football. That I do promise you.
So you will be missing the middle day game, which is before your Notre Dame Irish play. They don't play until 4:30. You go doubleheader.
Yeah.
Padres right into Notre Dame.
Irish, it's a perfect day.
Fortunately, you have no kids or family to speak of.
And knowing my wife, I'm sure she's planned something to give me that time to myself. Knowing her and how important that is to me, I'm sure like I'll be unfettered for 6 to 7 hours in the middle of the day. No problem.
Of course.
Yeah.
You'll miss Miami, Florida, which I don't think you're that.
I don't care.
Broken up about.
How you doing?
I probably won't be watching that one either.
Now, Adam has three kids, and he says he'll be camped in front of the TV all damn day tomorrow.
Just watching it at home, or does he get out to like the local Georgia bar where his fellow alums gather to watch the Bulldogs play?
I think he's got to be at home, but he actually gets the chance to sit and watch the game.
I like to think of Adam having like a few too many pops during the game, getting a little mouthy about his team.
At who? On the TV?
Yeah, just yelling at the TV. Yeah.
I can't even imagine Adam like in a watching a high stress game of his like favorite team. We've never watched a game with Adam.
Have we not?
Not that I can remember. I don't think so.
He said he's going to be boozing at 9 a.m.
You met, like,
that's that Georgia A&M.
Georgia's in the national championship. Georgia has a big college football game. I want to just sit
Adam wasn't
and watch.
In a frat, was he?
I want to watch Adam watch the game.
Yeah, watching Adam watch a game would be
great. Were you ever in a frat?
Yeah, but it didn't work out. Great.
I'm shocked.
Grades.
Grades?
Oh, grades.
You got kicked out of a frat for grades.
Yeah. You got kicked out of a whole school for grades.
That I understand.
Adam was in a fraternity. An A, what is it?
What fraternity?
He was AEPI. I never even heard of that.
AEPI. That feels like too many letters.
Special one.
Thought there was only three Greek letters in a fraternity. Which one was yours?
SAE.
Sigma Alpha Epsilon.
Yeah, it was an S.
What were they like known for? Was this at Texas Tech?
I know what they were known for here. Wasn't good at San Diego State.
Yeah. Think about the worst people you know.
Sounds right.
Think about the worst people you know.
Yep.
And then throw me at 18 right in the middle.
That's the one that had the major drug bust at San Diego State.
And they got kicked off fraternity row?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got kicked out of that fraternity.
Correct.
Because everyone else, there were Einsteins all passing their classes with flying colors.
Yeah, this is also like 1994.
Sig Eps have a reputation everywhere.
Sig Eps or SAEs? I was an SAE.
Well, is there a different? There's a Sig Ep and a Sigma Alpha Epsilon.
Correct.
That are totally different.
Correct.
Just put those letters in. Apparently, it's problems.
You want to talk about times in my life that I completely ignore? Those are them. That's the time of my life that was just not good. Just wasn't good.
Like, what was a typical day for you like?
Sleep all day in my dorm room and drink all night, every night, 7 days a week. That's it. Party. I didn't go to class. I didn't take school seriously at all. It was horrible. I was a horrible, horrible person.
And you turned out okay.
I did.
It's
amazing. It took
cautionary tale here?
It took a lot of work, though, man. A lot of work. A lot of looking in the mirror, because those days were just, I was a train wreck, man.
And Paul, were you in a frat?
No.
No.
I didn't need to pay for friends.
Oh, boy. You would if you lived in Lubbock, Texas, yeah. in the middle of nowhere. Do you like girls? Because that's a good way to meet them. All right? Oh. It was awful.
Wells Fryer's asking, awful. What is a fraternity? That's a long question.
That's a long answer. I don't want to talk about it ever again.
All right, we got
Six years, by the way.
Jordan Schusterman says for this family party.
Six years, never once.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.